This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my flagship stations in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite live online. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's helping out on the coronavirus effort, too. Thank you very much for keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, and all those roughnecks working the oil rigs all across the country and around the world, too. Thank you for keeping America rolling along, and thanks for keeping the oil coming along there, too. Oil went up a little bit yesterday. We'll tell you about that a little bit later. But you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, like the page, and then jump in the chat room like a whole bunch of people are doing right now. Okay, to the phone line we go. And on the phone we've got Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Hello.
Good morning, sir.
Yep, let's do the pledge. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag. Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And I want to give a special shout-out before we get started to my buddy George the Godfather. Good morning, George. Nice to hear from you this morning. Hope you're doing fine. Well, a big shot in the back yesterday. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts, who everybody's beginning to wonder exactly what he is anymore, because he's not what we thought he was to begin with, gave the vote to make it a 5-4 decision when it came to this abortion challenge that came out of Louisiana. However, I will say that there are more cases on the way to the Supreme Court pertaining to abortion, so this is going to happen again several times.
Well, in fact, you've got 16 abortion cases that are lined up and ready to hit the Supreme Court. Mr. Roberts is quite a disappointment to many. But I'm not shocked. There are so many Republicans, people on that side of the aisle that seem to be disappointing at this particular time. But we're going to see. And when you look at what he did and why he did it, it makes no sense, in my opinion. I liked Justice Thomas's response to that because Roberts tried to make it a constitutional issue as the reason why he voted in the way he did. But when you look at the law, and it is fully explained, he didn't do it according to just the constitutional values. It doesn't line up that way.
Well, Alan Dershowitz made the comment yesterday when he was asked about it. He said Chief Justice Roberts' vote was not about abortions at all.
Yeah, he did say that, and I don't know, man. It's I think it's more political than just about abortion, and it's a bad setback for the pro-life movement. But I think that you've got 16 more cases. I don't think he can turn them all down. He just can't. Not on precedent.
No, this one here was not that well prepared, unfortunately, by the state of Louisiana, and that's kind of what I figured happened here. They didn't really prove what they needed to prove, but we'll see what happens the next time around, I guess.
Yeah. Well, a state has a right to make certain rulings, and it wasn't that badly written, if you look at it. So I think it's more about politics, seriously. Captain, I really do.
Now, there's a report coming out that the terrorist groups around Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and the Taliban are actually recruiting jihadi soldiers to spread the virus around the world and in the United States. Here we go again.
Well, what else is new? I mean, I'm not surprised. I don't know. And looking at the story, if it's totally true or not, but I'm not surprised, Captain. The organizations are encouraging new members infected with the novel Corona China virus to become jihad soldiers and spread the flu. That's what they're saying, and I'm not very surprised about that at all. According to Andre Novikov, I think that's how you pronounce it, Novikov. He's the chief of the CIS Anti-Terrorism Center.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he said that the terrorist groups are actually using the outbreak to as an opportunity.
They are.
To recruit new members. And it's really terrible.
Mm. Now, we're going to be talking a little bit about Governor Andrew Cuomo and what it is that he wants to do. New York City, of course, is a real mess right now. Shootings in New York City are up 146%.
Well, Kathleen, here's another case of a classic case of how to destroy what has been called the world's greatest city. I lived in New York, and I cannot imagine what the people of that city are going through. You have police officers being abused literally, and they're not fighting back. And you're seeing blocks and blocks of people just doing whatever, whenever.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And by the way, when I was in New York, it was considered to be one of the safest big cities in the world. Not anymore.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Since a corrupt FBI investigation about Russia, even assassination attempts couldn't take Trump down, could the globalist pigs be working on an international plot to decapitate the Trump administration? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, could the globalist pigs, both here and throughout the world, now believe they have developed the final plot to plunder President Trump and fundamentally transform our republic into a weak, second-rate globalist puppet regime? The globalists, including John Bolton and friends, were already seething over President Trump's America First ideas. But when he talked about bringing our troops home from Afghanistan and more recently pulling troops out of Germany, who pays billions of dollars to Russia for natural gas, but not their fair share for U.S. protection, standing up to China was just too much also for the globalists like John Bolton to take. That is why Bolton wrote his inaccurate book, and that according to Sybil Edmonds of Newsbud, a globalist plot to store a big heap of trouble in Turkey in order to draw the United States into the fray, and then via the Dragon Media turn around and blame Trump for the troubles. Sometime in July or August, they say. The plot thickens, but the globalist pigs will be Haymanized. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.com for news updates and other great stuff.
All righty, and that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan and Moss Acura. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. They're part of the Moss Family Automotive Group, the Moss Nissan and Moss Acura dealerships. Now, while the factories were slowing production and many dealerships were running out of cars to sell, Dave Sr. and Dave Jr. went off on a buying spree, so you didn't have to settle for what was sitting in the lots. Now, with over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from, Moss has a vehicle for everybody's budget. Now, before you buy that Nissan or Acura or certified pre-owned car anywhere else, why don't you see if Moss has a vehicle that you want that other guys might not have? And their goal is to never lose your business over price with many favorable finance programs, including 0% loans with approved credit. Now, you ready for this? Go in there, tell them the captain sent you, and right away, $500 off the car you're looking at. Does it get better than that? Oh, yeah. If you happen to be a pastor, a faith worker, or you're an active duty soldier, or a veteran, or first responder, actor, retired, you get preferred pricing on your vehicles, too, new and certified pre-owned. Now, the same group of people gets 20% off on the service to your vehicle. So it just doesn't get any better, and there's nobody doing that. And I want to congratulate Moss Nissan up in Crystal River. They just received the prestigious Award of Excellence from Nissan. So congratulations to the guys and gals up there at Moss Nissan in Crystal River, and we'll see you soon. Now, don't forget, Moss Nissan and Acura are the home of the You Serve, You Save, and their locations are in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, U.S. 19 and 54, Crystal River on U.S. 19, and two locations at Florida Avenue, 11001 North Florida Avenue. Both the Moss Acura and the Moss Nissan dealerships are there. Go to mossacura.com or mossnissan.com for more information, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It is going to save you money on your vehicle. Okay? Okay. All right, back to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning again, sir.
Good morning again.
Now, and by the way, Flip says hello.
Hello there, Flip.
Let's listen to Andrew Cuomo, who's going to be the gist of our next little part of our conversation here. But listen to what he had to say.
Dr. Fauci said this. CDC head said this. The main driver was the virus came from Europe. And it was the greatest miss by the federal government of all time. China virus, China virus, China virus, China travel ban. Forget the China travel ban. It was in Europe. And they literally have traced our strain of the virus back to Europe. January, February, March, 3 million people come through our airports from Europe.
Okay, he just kind of contradicted himself, because how did they get to Europe to begin with?
Absolutely. There you go, Captain.
They came out of China.
Remember when the Chinese let them out, they wouldn't even let them go to Beijing and other areas of China, but they let them go throughout the world. This guy is just out of his mind with hatred for the Trump administration, and he's so willing to just twist the facts here. In fact, he's not even using any kind of facts. The guy's just, I don't know, he's just on a mission to harm Trump, and he's willing to just tell bald-faced global lies in order to try and do that.
Well, that's what he's doing, unfortunately. We certainly have enough trouble going on here with all the different things that we're faced with, but Google is up to it again. They're removing, quote, misleading ads on voting and elections. Now, some of those ads happen to be from Donald Trump.
Well, here's the thing, Captain. If you're not a leftist pig or a globalist pig or whatever, and your name is Donald John Trump, President Trump, everything or many things that you say, if they disagree with it or it doesn't fit their political agenda, it's going to be trimmed off, removed, or whatever. And this is what it's all about. It's about shutting them down, and they're using this BS talking about misleading in order to do that.
Yeah.
What evil gumps they are.
Yeah. Los Angeles, the county Board of Supervisors just slashed the law enforcement budget by $145 million, and that included The elimination of the Special Victims Bureau, which was there for a reason, and the sheriff out there spoke up and said, whoa, wait just a second here, not so fast. So I don't know what's going to happen there, but the sheriff was going to stand up and see if, you know, tell him that, hey, man, this isn't going to work.
Yeah, that's nice for the sheriff to do that. But how best to kill a city? Same thing that they've done to the greatest city in the world, New York. Cut the funding to your safety forces, and therefore you extend or expand crime through subtraction. You additional crime activity because there are fewer police officers. They're not able to go, this, that, and the other. I believe that times are increasing by at least an average of 5 minutes as far as response time. And how else? What a better way to destroy a city? I mean, you couldn't have dialed up a better plot, evil plot, to destroy a city than to cut back on its police forces, just like they did in New York. Remember, they cut the Special Forces? I forget the exact name.
That was the Special Crime Unit, the undercover unit. Yeah.
I mean, come on now. That was one of the best departments of that type in the world, and you just cut that, and you see what's going on now. So this is part of that effort, that Cloud Pivot strategy effort to really, literally destroy this country from within, without firing a shot. It's basically like letting the criminals go.
Yeah, George, our friend, the Godfather, is saying that he's got relatives in Milan, Italy, and people regularly travel there from China. That's one of their hubs that they go to.
Milan?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's one of the areas I remember that they said that they went to originally to start spreading this disease. And so for people to ignore that just on purpose for political reasons, that, you know, I have no respect for Cuomo. I had very little before, but now it's below zero. I mean, the guy's just a scandalous pig.
All right, very quickly, we had a couple that lived in a gated community over in the St. Louis, Missouri area, and they were having a grill out or something like that, cooking stuff in their hamburgers on the grill, and all of a sudden they heard the gate, a bunch of noise and all that, and in came some people, and they realized that they were Black Lives Matter. They were there to do a protest or whatever, but actually they were there to tear the joint up is probably what was going to happen, and they went, the husband got a long gun. The wife got a pistol. She pointed it at a bunch of people. They're supposedly in trouble over all this stuff, but I don't really think so. What do you think?
No, I don't think so. They've been doing all kinds of horrible things all over the country like this. And the fact that I'm disappointed that something didn't happen to those people when they tore it up, when they ran through the gate. Something should have been done at that time, and I'm very disappointed in that.
Signs were up on the gate that said private property, no trespassing. I mean, there's trespassing laws that allow them to do what they did, and we'll see. But I'll talk to you on Thursday, my friend.
Absolutely. Take care.
All right. Ron Edwards, everybody, and we'll be back with him on Thursday morning, so don't go anywhere. And coming right up, we've got the little red-haired redster, known as Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America, and we'll be right back.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Vice President Mike Pence told the nation's governors that the country is in a better place than it was 2 months ago, but he would not minimize developments in the Sun Belt, which has seen a sharp increase in cases of COVID-19. He and Dr. Deborah Birx, the coordinator of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, are traveling to Arizona later today, now an epicenter of COVID infections. Birx dialed in from New Mexico, calling Texas and Arizona significant hotspots with increasing positivity in New Mexico. She said officials are also monitoring upticks in Ohio, Wisconsin, and Tennessee. Birx noted many of the cases involved individuals under the age of 40. And Dr. Anthony Fauci said the message to young people needs to be that they're part of a dynamic to prevent the resurgence of coronavirus. Fauci attributed the rise in cases in Texas to Memorial Day celebrations, which did not show an immediate jump in cases, causing Texans to be too relaxed in their behavior. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and that's our buddy Donna Fiducia, and we thank her very much for making that very nice liner. This portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, is being brought to you by Balance of Nature. Now, remember, Balance of Nature, the fruits and veggies, I'm taking those, and they are working for me. Two things have happened to me since I've been taking this. Number one, my blood pressure has leveled off, and number two, I've lost some weight because I no longer have the middle-of-the-night munchies. Every time I walk by the candy machine, want a candy bar or a bag of chips or whatnot, because I'm full, because that's what happens when you start taking the fruits and veggies from Balance of Nature. By the way, I've also got a little bit more pep in my step, too, and I've had a problem, as most people know, with my ankle and my left leg, and it's probably gotten better because of the fact I started taking this, and it has. It's gotten much better and close to where it'll be 100% here, but not quite yet. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Here she is, that little bombshell heard on Saturday nights on my flagship station, Brooke, from Brooke Talks America. And Brooke is going to talk with the captain. And, yeah, we're going to talk about America, but we're going to talk about Joe Biden. Now, I got something interesting here. You want to hear this about Joe Biden?
Yep, I do. Good morning.
Good morning. Nearly 4 out of 10 voters believe Joe Biden has dementia. Most voters, including just over half of the Democrats, feel it's important for the likely Democratic presidential nominee to publicly address the issue and come out and tell everybody that it's not a problem. He hasn't done that, has he?
Wow. No, he has not. And they're not going to, because as Terry McAuliffe said, oh, no, we're happy with him staying in the basement. So they're just going to, I mean, they're literally going to act like it's not happening.
Now, 20% of the voters in the party believe it's advanced, in the Democratic Party, believe it's advanced dementia. And 30% believe that it is the early stages of dementia. But then, nonetheless, this is all dementia we're talking about here. And it's obvious something's wrong when you see him. Something's wrong.
Yeah, no. The elevator doesn't go up to the top floor for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But that's scary to think about, this, that only 20%, and this guy's going to run the free world? I don't think so.
All right, now we've had a rash of shootings going on here. It's not just about Chicago anymore. The shootings in New York City are up 146%. We just had, and by the way, the deadliest place in the world right now is the country formerly known as Seattle, the little six-block section there called CHOP or CHAZ or whatever the hell it is, because they just had two more people killed night before last. That makes
the
total
of...
Go ahead.
I call it SPAZ. It's the new country of SPAZ. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, you know the people that have been killed? Black.
Yeah, well, they killed a 17 and a 15-year-old the other night and sitting in a Jeep.
Yeah. Black Lives Matter, don't they? I mean, it's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. The whole thing is insane. But you want to talk about, you know, New York. I mean, I heard you talking with Ron and Chris. That's devastating. But in Chicago, I mean, you see the pictures. These are little kids, man. These are 2 and 3, 13-year-olds, 16-year-olds. This is just astonishing. I mean, and it's like past assault. They act like it's past assault. You know, they're out there. She cordons off. She shuts off the light foot, you know, light in the brain, actually. Mm-hmm. Shuts off the promenade and acts like, you know, you can't go outside. And yet there's nothing at all being said about the murderous rampage happening in her city. And yet you can't go to church, but yet thousands of people are out there, you know, cheek to cheek, no pun intended, in the Pride March.
Mm.
I mean, it's stunning. These people, I have been told, oh, well, they're deliberately doing it, like with Cuomo, de Blasio.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, nobody's going to believe that they're deliberately doing this to their cities. I have to believe they're deliberately doing it. Either they're so fundamentally brain dead and stupid, or they're actual communists from the inside that are trying to destroy the cities, like de Blasio. What is he doing to New York?
Well, not much. He's certainly not helping things. By the way, Al in Nebraska is saying, Brooke, a ray of sunshine.
Hi, Al. Thank you so much. you know, it's you think the sad part is that there are so many lives that are being destroyed in the process. And this is what happens. You know, Ann Coulter, I mean, she's lost her mind on Trump and everything, but she says this. She goes, well, the relative peace and prosperity that occurs with Republicans causes people to lose their mind and decide to vote Democrats. And this is exactly what happened. Rudy cleaned it up in New York, and then people went in there and were, you know, pushing race card and everything like that.
Yep.
And they saved thousands and thousands of black lives. Mm-hmm. Rudy did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And now... There are going to be thousands more that are going to be dying because these communists get in there and they're like, oh no, we can't lock people up. You know, it's stunning. But the problem is that people get, lives are going to be destroyed in the process of the awakening. You know, there is no more suburbs. Once you move to the suburbs, where else are you going to go? These people have to fix their cities and their states and stop voting for Democrats. And don't bring that stuff to Florida. I'm telling you right now, we are not taking psychos from Minneapolis or New York City or anywhere else that want to escape and bring their madness here. We're not going to take it.
Now, the American Academy of Pediatrics is recommending that the schools reopen in the fall as normal, and they're using their foundation on the fact that psychologically and physically this will bring the people back, if you will, bring the kids back, rather, to some sort of normality. And let me see. Let me go to the phone line real quick and see who we got on the line here. Okay, good morning. Is this Sean?
Yeah, good morning. I just wanted to point out, I don't know if this gets said enough, it doesn't matter what happens in New York and all these big Dem-run cities, especially I know for a fact in New York, because they don't keep the people in jail. They don't have bail anymore. So you go get arrested, you go in, they book you, and out the door you go.
Right.
Hour later.
You're right.
So these people are right back out on the street,
mm-hmm.
time and time and time again. They break the law five times a day, get arrested,
yep.
10 times a week,
yep.
and they're back out on the street
and
in 5 minutes.
And let's let Brooke answer that, and thank you very much for your call. Now, Brooke, I'll give another example of what he just said. Remember that the 93-year-old woman that got knocked over and got hurt seriously?
Oh, yeah.
That guy had been arrested 108 times.
Oh, yeah. And not
what
only
the
that,
hell was he doing on the street to begin with?
Yeah, and he was a sexual predator. He was a sexual, he had sexually assaulted a 13-year-old girl. Because liberalism is a mental disorder. That's the true reason. Liberalism is a mental disorder. They cannot think cognitively. Either that or they're deliberately trying to destroy the city. I don't think Cuomo, I think Cuomo's stupid, but I don't think he's like so... He wants to destroy everything. Maybe de Blasio does.
But by the way, you want to hear the numbers in Chicago for this week?
Oh, my God. And guess what? You know what always is murderous? It's 4th of July.
Yeah, I know. But listen to this. This is taking us from the 28th to the 4th. Shot or killed, 9. Shot or wounded, 28. Total shot, 37. Mm-hmm. Total homicides, 10. Get this. June to date, shot and killed, 84. Shot and wounded, 451. Total shot, 554. Total homicides, 89. That comes from George the Godfather. Thank you, George.
You know what I think about all the time? I'm thinking, well, you know, this is like combat training. Seriously, for surgeons and medical personnel, going to a major American city is combat training. It's crazy. And, I mean, you know, here's the other thing. The left is so interested in identity politics. Okay, you have a black female gay mayor in Chicago. Okay, whoop-dee-doo. And I was going to say something else in the middle. Whoop-dee-doo, what has it gotten you? Stop with the identity politics. Leave that for where it belongs. It doesn't belong in policy. Have normal, sane people vote for intelligent, sane people.
Okay.
Stop all this magic.
You're going to get cut off. I got to go, go, go. So thank you very much. And we'll tell everybody.
God bless you.
Yep, we'll tell everybody. Brooke Emery, you can hear her show, Brooke Talks America, Saturday night on my flagship station, 7 p.m. Tune in. You'll love it. All righty, I'll be right back with more. And a beach and boating forecast coming right up on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you hear that music, you know it's time for the Beach and Boating Forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Today, Tuesday, it'll be mostly sunny again. It'll be hazy because, you know, we've got that that sand stuff out there floating around out there in the Gulf, so it's going to be hazy today and hot again. There'll be an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Winds will start out this morning light and variable. The sea will be smooth to begin with. Seas will be 1 foot, maybe a couple of feet. Winds will gust this afternoon to about 10 to 12 miles an hour. The Gulf water temperature, 92 degrees. The bay water temperature, 90 degrees. We had our low tide at 4 a.m., our high tide coming at 10:29 a.m. And keep in mind the Beach and Boating Forecast, always brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Now, there's just nothing better for your health than to get out there on a beautiful day on the water and enjoy the sun sanitizing that you're going to be able to get out there.
there. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance and consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything, just load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D and have a great time out on the water with your friends and family while your sun sanitized too. Now, you know, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is that you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You just make a reservation, fill up your cooler, grab your water skis, grab your whatever that you want to go. Maybe you got a boogie board, and in minutes you're out on the water, soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. Now, the Freedom Boat Club has got 232 locations all across the country. The Freedom Boat Club TampaBay.com is the largest one in all of the franchise network. They've got 509 boats, 30 locations, and they're still growing. So, right here, if you want to join right now, everybody gets $1,000 off the entry fee. Everybody. And if you're a veteran, if you're a first responder, if you're a teacher, if you're a healthcare worker, you get 3 months free on your membership as well. So take advantage of it. Check them out. 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, or go to the website freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, let's go to the telephone line, and waiting very patiently, we've got Liberal Larry. Where are you at this morning there, sir?
I am pulling into a warehouse in Kissimmee.
All righty. Mickey Mouse Land.
Yeah, if you want to call it. Everybody at this warehouse is Haitian, and they're here illegally, and none of them are voting for Joe Biden. So that ought to tell you something right there.
Well, I know a whole bunch of my brothers in blue that have been going out of their way to tell me that they're not going to vote for Biden because he wants to defund the police and he supports Black Lives Matter.
Well, if you ever want to hear something funny and you run into these people here, ask them about the Clintons.
Okay.
They'll tell you how they feel about the Clintons. But with that said, now there's evidence starting to surface that they've got this Supreme Court justice on the Lolita Express.
You talking about Roberts?
Yeah, so come to your own conclusions on that one. And with that also being said, you know, we know they're going to start trying to trace us, and they've been tracking us. And now they're using the COVID-19 as an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
And who's in charge, you know, at the forefront of this, supposedly we're going to contract trace everybody with Apple and Google? The Clinton Foundation.
Yeah.
We can't hide from these people. Or shake them, it seems like, to save our life.
Nope. They're part of the mainstream Democratic movement still, even though they're you know, the Obamas are technically leading the charge, but they're still in the middle of it.
That's right. Now, I remember about a week ago, Ian called, and he was frustrated about the social media stuff. And, I mean, right now, I mean, there's not much we can do.
Nope.
But I suggest anybody out there that's listening, before Apple and Google conspire to take it out of the App Store, download Parler.
Yeah.
And what that is
and that's E-R-N-E-N, E-R-N-E-N, P-A-R-L-E-R. Mm-hmm.
Right. I suggest everybody download that and do not update your phones because when they run an update sometimes just to take away conservative apps.
Uh-huh.
Because when you update the phone, they automatically take those apps away like other conservative apps we've seen them do in the past. That's all I got to say, Matt.
All right, well, thanks, and you have a great day, and be careful out there.
You too. God bless.
All right, amen, brother. And that's Liberal Larry out there over in Kissimmee. So he's over there in the land of Oz, so to speak. Okay. Now, you know, gosh. Every time and by the way, I subscribe to Blue Lives Matter. I not only get their news, but I also have given to their different groups over there contributions from time to time, depending on what's going on. For example, we had another hero down yesterday, a Connecticut State Police trooper, Eugene Barron, died to a 9/11 related cancer that he got by being at the World Trade Center. May he rest in peace. And of course, we've had multiple people shot inside Seattle's autonomous zone, including the latest two people killed night before last. And gosh, just unbelievable the stuff that's going on. And, you know, Here's something else to my brother truckers out there, which I was one for a number of years, owned a bunch of trucks, and I sold the business when my wife died prematurely before her time. Nearly 4 out of 5 truckers polled say that they are not going to deliver to cities that defund police. And the truckers are watching this. They're watching this to see where the first thing is going to take place. And it kind of looks like Minneapolis may be the first one. Although the police are still there, and they want to form this other group. And by the way, they want the police to come in and open up their little area in there and get things going. And Seattle's another one where they got the whatever the heck that is, Chaz, Chop, Chaz, Pizzazz, whatever you want to call it, whatever the flavor of the day is over there. They want the police to come in and clear that out and so they can start doing business as normal again, because there's businesses in there that can't open up. And again, there's been people that have been killed over there, too. But it's just unbelievable. And the other thing is, Atlanta residents are now complaining about different areas where armed activists are creating roadblocks and threatening them. Over there near that Wendy's, where they had the shooting. And that's something else I was going to mention. I almost forgot about. They had that shooting, and it seems to be a consistent thing that's going on over there right now. Let's see here. Somewhere along my notes here, I had the police officers, where this all kind of got started, were in court yesterday over in, let's see here, I was going to tell you what they did there. They were in court again, and their case was put off until March the 8th, so this case, there was going to be swift justice, this, that, and the other. Their case has been put off to March the 8th. I'm not sure what that's going to do in terms of whether or not people are going to calm down or whatnot. I kind of doubt it. But this is, of course, up in Minneapolis where this all started. And by the way, I'm going to finish with this. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Don't forget about them. 4540. Clark Road at McIntosh, and you know, all their blind sheets and shutters are made in the USA. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's also offers installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, unlike the big box stores that won't do that sort of thing for you. So why don't you stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store and wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck when you see it. That's going to be Kevin. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, too, at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can give them a call to set up an appointment at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Now, the couple there in St. Louis, and the attorney, the county attorney, the state's attorney, considering charging them with whatever, you know, they did to defend themselves. Are you kidding me? Man, if those people don't have the USCCA, they need to get on to it right away, because they will own that county if they try to go after them. There's no way in hell they're going to get prosecuted. No way in hell. All right, I'll be back tonight. I'll be over at Mission Barbecue today. Have lunch with the captain. Be there at noontime, West Waters. See ya.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.